The state is auctioning off a large parcel of agricultural land near Anderson. The month-long sealed bid auction is for 637 acres. It's the third sale in the state's COBE-designated agricultural use area. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The auction parcel is 637 acres in size. It's near mile 275 off the park's highway. The minimum bid is the appraised value, $57,500, but the acreage will likely bring more money. Dan Prue, a land sales specialist with the State Department of Natural Resources, says two other ag land offerings in the same area this summer drew heavy interest.
We had overwhelming response to the previous sale. For just the two parcels, we had over 36 bids from across Alaska and from outside.
The Anderson Area State Ag parcels were nominated for sale by the public. Prue says the first two were appraised in the mid-30s but sold for about $20,000 more. He says the higher minimum bid on the property currently being auctioned may reduce the number of bids, but he says it's better quality land.
There are some wetlands on this particular parcel, but overall the quality of soils is just a little bit better. There's a little less gravel and has road access directly to the parcel.
Prue says Anderson area agriculture includes hay and straw cultivation, grazing, and growing cold hardy vegetables. He says the low-cost cropland has appeal with farmers.
Alaskans like this type of land. It's in a borough. It's in the Denali borough, but they don't charge any property taxes, which is an asset. And the people I get from outside bid on it because the Alaska Land Program, agricultural land program, is the only one that allows non-residents to bid in the first round. And the price per acre and the cost, that they cannot buy land in Texas and Nebraska and Oklahoma for what we're selling it up here.
Prue says the state also offers an attractive financing option.
It's basically 3% above prime with a 9% limit, and you get 20 years. They don't do credit reports as far as I know and, do all that kind of financing. You just sign the contract and send it back. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Prue cautions there's a lot more costs involved in developing and farming in Alaska. The state requires the winning bidder for the current parcel to clear and till 60 acres. Use is restricted to agriculture, and the owner has to file and adhere to a state-approved farm conservation plan. The online or mail-in agricultural land parcel auction closes October 26th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.